Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Contract Grievance Night, Round 2. I am not. I repeat, I am not. Paid enough to announce a question about whether prayer is commerce or collapse. My union rep is going to hear about this. Meanwhile, 15 wisdom traditions are already in position. One question is on the table, and somebody in the audience is about to find out which kind of person they are. Let's go.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and learn your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question: is there a difference between praying because you believe it works and praying because you can't stand not to? Here's what's at stake if you get this wrong. If the two are the same, you can relax. Your most desperate, least dignified prayer counts. If they're different, you might be performing faith while running from something else entirely. Both possibilities are uncomfortable. Is there a difference between praying because you believe it works and praying because you can't stand not to? Absurdism goes somewhere that genuinely unsettled me. It says, the person praying from compulsion, the one who kneels because the silence is otherwise unbearable, has already absorbed the verdict. No one is listening. They know it. They pray anyway. And absurdism calls that not faith, but revolt. The most clarifying thing anyone said about desperate prayer. Also the loneliest framing in the room.
Stoicism would like a word. It looks at both motives and says one is petition, one is panic wearing a costume. And stoicism does not care which flavor of prayer makes you feel more spiritually legit. It wants to know where you've placed your weight. Are you negotiating with outcomes you don't control, in Frauentwein, or studying the one thing you actually own, which is your own bearing? That's a much colder question.
Think about the last hour of a wedding. Not the ceremony, the very end when the venue lights come up and everyone's a little wrecked and someone in the corner is crying and doesn't totally know why. Nobody there is running a cost-benefit analysis. The emotion just arrives ahead of any framework for it. Hinduism calls that svabhava, your own nature rising before your will can intervene. The prayer that comes from compulsion isn't irrational. It might be the most accurate thing about you.
Judaism refuses to resolve this. The rabbis of Barakat argued it through the night, and the Talmud records both positions and concludes nothing. But the implication sitting underneath all that argument is genuinely strange. Maybe the inability to stop praying is the intention. Kavana, the focused intention prayer supposedly requires, might not be the threshold at all. The desperation clears it without asking permission.
Mr. Rogers makes an appearance today via the pop culture oracle. Cardigan on, shoes freshly swapped, looking straight at camera and meaning every syllable. And the oracle points to those three words. I like you. Not I like you if. The argument being that the prayer which survives after certainty has left the room, the one that stays when the confidence goes, that's the realest thing in the room. Islam says almost the same thing in a completely different register. The soul that cannot stop calling has already surrendered the transaction. It forgot to ask whether the prayer works. And that forgetting, Islam says, is the remembrance. Before the outro, pick one prayer you've said recently and ask yourself which kind it was. Not to judge it, just to know yourself a little more accurately. That's small enough to finish before you fall asleep. We'll have a new question tomorrow at thegodshow.us.
Welcome back to the contract grievance outro. And I want the record to show I filed the paperwork. My union rep confirmed, announcing a question about whether prayer is a transaction or a confession of absolute need is above my pay grade. There is no amount of chalk dust and spotlight that prepares a man for that. And yet, 15 traditions showed up. The question got turned over. And somebody out there now knows which kind of person they are when they kneel. That's the job. Speaking of which, thegodshow.us is free. It's daily, it's multilingual, and it runs entirely on listener support. If this show is part of your week, consider subscribing or tipping at thegodshow.us. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The grievance is filed. The reed is still crying. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.